Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
When you will find your voice, people will start buying from you. What is going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today it's Wednesday, hump day. We're talking about sales. We're going to talk about how to close more deals. Now, generally speaking, I give you actionable tips so that you can get the information that you need from your clients, like asking the right questions and leveraging their answers to really make them understand that they need your product and your solution. But today we're going to talk about something that's a bit more broad, something that has to do with the way you sound. And why is this important? Now, think about this. If all it really mattered was the things you said to a prospect in order for them to buy from you, you could literally type this and get some text-to-speech machine to read the information to your clients, and then they will, or your prospects, and they would buy from you, right? You wouldn't need an actual person to talk. And it's actually something that's very interesting. There's been a lot of talk in the past about jobs that will disappear in the future. And some people say that machines will replace salespeople, but there is a growing number of people that actually believe that this is not going to happen. That's not the case. And the reason why is because machines don't really connect on an emotional level with people. And generally speaking, people don't have a problem hanging up on a machine that's talking to them in case they feel like they just don't need the product, right? You could have a 1 hour long conversation with a machine, let's say this is in the future, that really understands what you're saying, but the machine is not going to be able to leverage certain things, the emotional things, in a way that's going to tip, you know, the prospect over and get them to buy from you. All right. So when I talk about finding your voice, I mean exactly what I'm doing right now. If you have time, actually, I want you to do something. I want you to go and listen to my first podcast episodes. And why am I asking you to do this? You don't have to do it, but if you don't want to do it, just trust me if I tell you that I sounded awful. I didn't sound excited. I sounded nervous instead of excited. I sounded like I would have to always think about things twice before saying them. I would stumble. As a matter of fact, the majority of the episodes that are released at the very beginning of my podcasting career, I had to edit a lot of hums and ahs out of the podcast. Or straight up, I would say something that it made no sense at all. And then I was like, oh my gosh, should I just throw this episode out or edit it later? So you'll hear a lot of, you know, click, 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 because I would just cut parts that didn't make sense, all right? But then after practicing for so long, now we're episode 400 almost, and you can imagine how much practice and how much love for my craft went in, you know, mastering the way I deliver my episodes. And now I'm not saying that I'm the perfect podcaster, but sure, I am much better than before. People like my podcast, they listen to my podcast, and they think I sound pretty good now. And sales is basically the same thing. You need to find your voice. And I say this because if you got just started, or even if you've been in sales for a very long time, but you only practice when you're getting on a demo or on a call with a client, you're not really practicing. You're just going in and crossing your fingers and hoping that you're going to sound good. That is not deliberate practice. You know, one of my mentors and VP of sales at a big company that I used to work with in Canada for a very long time told me, You said, deliberate practice is the ability for you to find out what you're not good at and focusing on that one thing until you master it. And then move on to something else that you know you're not good at still. All right. When you get on the phone with someone for the first time, you know, and somebody's super excited and you guys click, then all of a sudden it seems that everything is flowing and you feel good about yourself. But then next call, you're going to find someone that maybe is not in the same mood as you are. Maybe they don't like your product or service the way you would like them to. And all of a sudden, guess what's going to happen? You're going to crumble because you're not going to sound excited, pumped. You're not going to sound like you own the floor at that point, right? That is what I mean by finding your voice. You got to find your voice in any situation. And by the only way that you can do that is by practicing by yourself, record yourself, find groups like the one that I have on Facebook. It's called The Closer. I actually don't remember the name now. I will post this on my Instagram account. It's a group where I have a lot of people that are in the sales industry, salespeople that want to practice their craft. So if you want to be part of the group, message me, DM me. I'm going to add you on Facebook. We have calls. You can just click on my Calendly link, book a call with me. It's going to be a 15, 20 minute call. I can talk to you. I can train you. I can help you. And I have people in the group that do the same thing. So if you don't want to do it with me all the time, there's other people that are available for role playing and practicing. But you have to do that for an extended period of time in order for you to really master your craft. Once you find your voice, you can say whatever you want because you have the right pace. You sound excited no matter what's happening around you. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.